server, our only sovereign and savior, whose attention can be captured by a heart and life that displays genuine humility. I pray that as you read, your desire for true greatness in God's eyes will increase and overflow in a life of true humility. Joshua Harris. Introduction. Writing about humility is a humbling experience. Who wants to volunteer to write on this subject? Not me. There have been countless times while completing this book when I've been inspired to think, "You idiot, why did you agree to do this?" And I could entertain you for hours relating the comments and facial expressions of those who discovered I was authoring a work with this title. I understand their reaction. If I met someone presuming to have something to say about humility, automatically I'd think him unqualified to speak on the subject. So let me make this clear at the outset. I'm a proud man pursuing humility by the grace of God. I don't write as an authority on humility. I write as a fellow pilgrim walking with you on the path set for us by our humble Savior. I can only address you with confidence in the great and gracious God who has promised to give grace to the humble. See James 4:6, 1 Peter